tough ending for the Padres today in Cincinnati as the Reds come back to win it 3-2 with two runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Will Benson, a walk-off hit for the Cincinnati Reds as Robert Suarez gives up two runs in the ninth. The Padres have a frustrating day offensively, and the Reds win the rubber game of this three-game set. Padres drop to 45-38 on the season. Reds improve to 44-30. Final totals in this game for San Diego, two runs, eight hits, no errors, and for the Reds, three runs, nine hits, and one error. A lot to do on our post-game coverage. We'll recap this game from start to finish. We'll also go back to Cincinnati, hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Well, the number you need to know in this game is the number 13, because that is what describes and what really accounts for that number 13 as to why the Padres lost this game. Now, we'll get into Robert Suarez and Tyler Wade having to come in the ninth inning, play third base. We'll hear from Mike Schilt in a little bit, get the update on Xander Bogaerts on a day where Xander had three extra base hits, including a home run. Unfortunately, Tyler Wade had the pinch hit for him in the top of the ninth inning, because I would assume Xander came out with some sort of injury, whether related to that left shoulder that's been bothering him or not. We'll hear about that a little bit later. But the Padres today, they had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. They went 0-13. With runners in scoring position and left 13 on base. Again, that number of note today, 13. 0-13 with runners in scoring position and 13 on base. And as this game got later and later, and the missed opportunities for the Padres started to pile up. Look, let's be honest. I had two feelings about it as we went to the ninth inning. My first feeling was, hey, if the Padres win this game, who cares about 13 left on base? Who cares about 0-13 with RASP? A win's a win. It's a third consecutive series win. You get out of there and head to Philadelphia. But the other side of what I was feeling was, man, the baseball gods don't really like a team going 0-13 with runners in scoring position, leaving 13 on base, only having two runs, only being up by a run. And wouldn't you know it, the Reds in the bottom half of the ninth inning find a way to get to Robert Suarez, who was used yesterday, did a good job yesterday picking up a save, but not Robert Suarez's finest outing. Again, the misplay, and I was told after the game that it was initially ruled an error on Wade. Apparently that was changed to a base hit, but a ball that Tyler Wade at third base has to make a play on, at the very least has to knock down, keep in front of him, and make the out at first base. That opened the door in that ninth inning, and then from that point on, a little bit of it on Suarez. A walk, and then Steer a single, Trevino a single, Benson a single, and that was it. Reds score two runs, they win the game by a final score of 3-2. So is part of it on Robert Suarez today? Of course. Does Wade have to make that play in the ninth inning, at least make a better play on the ball in the ninth inning? Of course. But to me, the story of this game is the 0-13 with runners in scoring position and the 13 left on base. Because what that does, and we've talked about it time and time again on our post-game coverage, it creates, when you have that many missed opportunities, and more specifically, however you get there, just two runs in a game, it puts so much pressure on your pitching staff. They didn't have the room, the pitching staff, to have a misplay made behind them. They didn't have the room to walk a guy in the ninth inning. They didn't have the room to give up a couple of hits with guys on base. They didn't have any of that room today to make a mistake, because the Padres, again, had opportunity after opportunity to basically put this game away. So, again, you look at it, you can slice it down a bunch of different ways, but to me, the story of this game is that number 13. 13 left on base and 0-13 with runners in scoring position. I mean, the Padres offensively had a situation today where they could have scored 8, 9, 10 runs if they get a few hits with runners on base in this game. And it put so much pressure on Stephen Kolick, who pitched well enough to win today and picks up a no decision. He was really good once again. 5 2/3 innings, one run given up. The bullpen, Morejon, Estrada, Adam all did their job. But again, You give your pitching, whether it be Kolek or any of your relievers. And look, Robert Suarez's job is to be the closer. And sometimes that means coming in a one-run game and shutting the door. And look, Robert, for the most part this season, has done a really, really good job at that. Today was not one of those days. But you're asking for so much from your pitching staff. You're basically asking for perfection when you have a day like the Padres offense had today. So frustrating loss, no doubt about it. Look, we haven't seen a whole lot of games like this where the Padres have had so many opportunities and just been unable to cash in any of them. Have we seen games where the Padres don't score a ton and lose a game? We've seen that in the first half of this season. Now we're in the second half mathematically. But it just leaves just so little margin for error in every other part of the game. Again, you couldn't afford Wade to make what was an error now is a misplay on that first ball in the ninth inning. You can't afford Robert Suarez to falter at all because you're only up by one. So really frustrating loss for the Padres today. They lose 2 out of 3 against Cincinnati, and the road trip is not getting any easier. 3 games coming up in Philadelphia beginning tomorrow. We'll see if the Padres can bounce back, but no doubt about it, really for 2 reasons, this is a frustrating loss. You have all the offensive issues, and then you still, with all that, had a chance to win the game up by 1 in the ninth inning, and Robert Suarez unable to shut the door. But the difference in this game, make no mistake about it, Padres 0 for 13 with RISP. The Reds were 4 for 8. And it made all the difference in this ball game here today. We'll step aside when we come back. A full game recap. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. We'll get more info on why Xander Bogaerts had to come out of the game, which unfortunately played a major role in this game, because if he never comes out, then Jose Iglesias is at third base still, and you know, Jose might make that play at third base. So a lot to recap, a lot to break down. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. Again, the final score in 9 innings, the Reds 3 and the Padres 2. Our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap this one up. We'll go back to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a little bit. First, let's recap this series finale in Cincy from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Let's start with the Padres offense. They had a ton of chances against Red starter Nick Lodolo, and that would be a theme throughout the afternoon. They left a runner on base in the first inning. They couldn't score after a Xander Bogaerts leadoff double in the second. They put 2 on base in the top of the third. Those runners were all stranded. Meanwhile, Stephen Kolek allowed just 1 hit, a single, in 3 scoreless innings to begin his day. We still had a scoreless game going to the fourth inning. It was the X-Man who led off.
And Xander swings, hits it in the here to deep left field. Lux is going back. He will turn to watch. This one going to go. Xander Bogaerts with a home run to crack open the run column. And the Padres go ahead 1-0 here in the fourth.
The Padres continued to have chances to grow the lead. They left a runner on base in the fourth inning. They left 2 more on in the fifth inning. To that point, the Padres were 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. But again, they had a 1-0 lead. Meanwhile, Stephen Kolek was rolling. He got through 5 scoreless innings while allowing just a single and a walk. Kolek took the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Padres still leading just 1-0. Will Benson hit a leadoff single. Kolek got the next 2 outs, but then Matt McClain reached on an infield single. Mike Schilt elected to take out Kolek and bring in Adrian Morahone to flip around Eli De La Cruz to the right side of the plate. There were runners on first and second for De La Cruz.
The pitch, De La Cruz swings, ground ball left side underneath Iglesias into left field. That'll tie the game as Benson comes in to score, and Eli De La Cruz, an RBI single. It's 1-1 here in the sixth.
We still had a 1-1 game going to the seventh inning. Lyon Richardson came on from the Reds bullpen. Fernando Tatis Jr. drew a 1-out walk. Xander Bogaerts doubled on a ball that hit the glove of the Reds third baseman Christian Encarnacion Strand. That got Tatis to third. The Reds intentionally walked Gavin Sheets to load the bases. Reds then brought in Anthony Santion to face Jose Iglesias with the bases all loaded up.
The pitch to Jose bounced over the mound. Charged by McClain at second. Flips to second one. De La Cruz to first. Not in time. Tatis able to come in and score. And on a Jose Iglesias fielder's choice, the Padres are back in front 2-1.
That's all the Padres would score in the seventh inning. Jeremiah Estrada came on for the bottom half of the seventh. He struck out a pair in a 1-2-3 frame. Padres still led 2-1 going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jason Adam came in to make his major league leading 42nd appearance of the season. He gave up a leadoff double to Will Benson, but then got a deep fly out as Benson went to third. A ground out for out number two as Benson stayed put at third. Matt McClain was next for Cincinnati.
Here's the pitch. McClain swings and misses. This is strike three. Very late offer at a slider that was up, and that'll do it for the Reds in the bottom of the eighth.
Padres left another runner in scoring position in the top of the ninth inning. At that point, the Padres were 0-13 with runners in scoring position on the day and left 13 on base. Also in that inning, Tyler Wade pinch hit for Xander Bogaerts. We'll hear from Mike Schilt on what happened with Xander. Wade stayed in to play third base. Jose Iglesias moved to shortstop. Bryce Johnson replaced Gavin Sheets in left. Robert Suarez then came in to try to close out what was a 2-1 Padres lead. Ellie De La Cruz would hit a little liner to third base. Tyler Wade couldn't catch it on the fly. He also couldn't keep it in front of him. It was like a weird little liner. It was initially ruled an error on Tyler Wade, but eventually they actually switched it to a base hit for Ellie De La Cruz. So I guess you could say a misplay on Tyler Wade. Suarez got the next out, but then issued a walk to Gavin Lux to put the tying and winning runs aboard. Spencer Steer dug in.
Suarez delivers. That's muscled on a line into center field, charged by Merrill. De La Cruz rounding third on his way. Here comes Jackson's throw. It is high. The tag not in time. Had a real shot to get him, but the throw was high. Diaz had to jump up, then come down to try and get the tag on De La Cruz. He did not, and it's 2-2 here in the ninth.
And Jesse was absolutely right. Looking at the replay, Padres had a chance to get him. The throw for Merrill was high. The score was tied at 2. Jose Trevino single to load the bases. So a 2-2 game. Bases loaded. The winning run for the Reds 90 feet away from scoring. Will Benson came to the plate.
Suarez ready. Here's the pitch. Benson swings, rips it down the right field line. That is a fair ball. It'll win the game. Lux can walk home, and the Reds will empty the dugout to chase down Will Benson and celebrate between first and second. His third hit of the day is a game winner as the Reds rally for two in the bottom of the ninth and come from behind to beat the Padres 3-2.
A really, really frustrating loss for the San Diego Padres. A 2-1 lead heading into the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Reds scoring 2 in the bottom half of the ninth. They tie it on the Steer RBI single. They win it on the Benson RBI hit. The final score, Reds 3 and the Padres 2. Padres dropped to 45-38. Reds improved to 44-40. Reds win on Friday. Padres win Saturday. And the Reds win the rubber match of this three-game series on the Sunday. Winning pitcher in this game, Emilio Pagan, threw a scoreless top of the ninth inning for Cincinnati. He improves to 1-2. Losing pitcher was Robert Suarez, who took the blown save and the loss. He drops to 2-4. Well, step aside. When we return, we should have a Mike Schilt postgame audio for you coming up here shortly. We'll continue to break this one down. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Get you ready for the series opener against the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly tomorrow. Much, much more to do as the Padres fall 3-2 on this Sunday to the Cincinnati Reds. Our postgame coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap this one up. Final score in Cincinnati as the Reds walk it off. A 3-2 win for the Reds against the Padres. Reds win 2 out of 3 in this three-game series. Padres will continue their six-game road trip to Philadelphia to play the Phillies in game one of a three-game set beginning tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park. Before we hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, let's quickly pause for station identification on the Padres Radio Network.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Adam. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Sam Levitt with you back here on our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show. Hey, player, when it comes to giving you what you want, Jamul Casino Resort isn't playing around. It's way more than a place to game. It's a place where you can stay and play in every possible way. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Again, the headlines from this game, both good and bad for the Padres. Let's start with the good. Steven Kolek, 5 2/3 innings, 1 earned run given up. He was great, pitched well enough to win. 3 hits allowed. He only threw 71 pitches. I'll tell you this. Just to give you my take on it, I had no problem with Morejon coming in to flip around Dela Cruz from what is actually his much weaker side from the right side in that sixth inning. I really didn't, and he ends up giving up a base hit, but he got a ground ball. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy about that today. But Stephen Kolick, regardless, was really, really good in this game. Estrada, Adams, scoreless innings in the seventh and the eighth. Obviously, a tough ninth inning for Robert Suarez. But the big number, again, 13. Padres 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 on base, just sort of wondered throughout the game if those missed opportunities, all those missed chances, would come back to bite him in this one. And unfortunately, it did in the final half inning. Let's go back to Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark and hear from the Padre manager.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
Like a game like that comes down to the ninth, but how much do you look at the 0 for 13?
Yeah, we got all of it, right?
Okay. The 0 for 13, you know, that means you made a lot of opportunities. Once again, kind of not getting them when you need them. Good at bats. What did you see today from your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just answered your own question. I mean, you know, a lot of good at bats to get to that point. But, you know, we play a lot of close games, and we need to figure out a way to add on, you know, and have a little bit of margin for error, you know, with our pitching group. But, yeah, you know, great at bats, a lot of traffic, just couldn't get the proverbial big hit or hits to break it open. Had a lot of chances, and on the contrast, they were 4 for 8. You know, they did their part, you know, and did it at the end where it mattered. So, you know, that was pretty much the key to the game.
Once again, you had multiple relievers who did come through. You know, margin of error is not very. What can you say about your bullpen? The effort, not just today, but again and again and again.
Again. And Kolick was good, too. Not an easy decision. He was good. You know, the heat, not a major factor in the decision. The major factor in the decision is just the matchup, a lefty against Dela Cruz. It's, you know, it's pretty big significant difference in that. And Morejon's been great, was great again. You know, the difference, you know, he got a soft ground ball and just found a hole. But next thing you know, it's 1-0. We did punch back next inning, you know, and, you know, I do want to reward Bogey for his efforts today because he really had a really good day with the bat. And like what Iglesias did with, you know, his bat, you know, he found a way to get the guy in. And then, you know, Estrada was fantastic. Adam pitched his tail off to, you know, lead off double out there, you know, and then Suarez, you know, he couldn't make a play and the walk to Bucks and just opened it up.
What's going on with Xander?
He had a pretty severe cramp.
Just came up after the scoring.
Yeah, I mean, he's a full day out there today, and came up and right before his at bat in the ninth, you know, cramped up.
And Manny's okay. I saw him kind of tweet that they took out a foul ball.
I haven't heard anything otherwise. Right. Yeah, I've not heard anything. I mean, he took a ball off his toe. I'm sure it doesn't feel great, but I haven't heard anything relative to anything significant.
Valuable is that the Iglesias, this is almost the third time in the last week he won a game with put the ball in play.
Hey, I mean, you know what? Put it in play. See what happens. Yeah, it's important because, he made him make a play and, you know, gave himself a chance and boom, got him scored a run. You know, Ozzie's been great. He's been great for that. He's been great for moving around the diamond, you know, being able to give. You know, I got Lee off his feet yesterday. I got Manny off his feet today. You know, we'll see who maybe gets a break tomorrow. But he's been fantastic.
What does it say about your record? You know, after leading after 8 innings, 37-2, coming in, you guys played so many close games and been so good in those situations.
It says that we got a really good bullpen. It says that we play good defense. It says, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win a game, and we typically shake hands.
You say about the decision to go with Matt tomorrow?
I mean, Matt's been a guy that, you know, got a lot of starts for us last year, pitched well for us. Was back and healthy, and we got a spot open with Berger, and we'll, you know, slide Matt in there and let him go get him.
He was looking really good in spring. He's had good time. He also pitched really well in Philadelphia last year. Anything to
Doesn't hurt.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, looking forward to it again.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt inside the Padres clubhouse following this 3-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue to wrap this one up. So a couple of notes there from Mike Schilt. Number one, the good news is that it's nothing serious with Xander Bogaerts. He just had a cramp. He cramped up. And look, it happens on a hot day in the Midwest. It does. It was, you know, kind of a, it ended up, unfortunately, the cramp playing a really big role in this game because the Padres had to shuffle around the defense, which put Wade at third and Iglesias at shortstop. Now, look, hindsight is 20/20. Could Iglesias have stayed at third and Wade went to short? Sure. Look, I can't, like, start going through revisionist history and say, like, oh, well, they should have flipped it around. I mean, somebody's got to play somewhere. I don't really have much of an issue with moving Iglesias to short now. If Iglesias is at third and Wade's at shortstop, does Iglesias make that play? Probably. But look, either way, whether that ball was hit to third or shortstop, that's just a play that's got to be made or at least knocked down. And unfortunately, Wade couldn't make it open the door in that ninth inning. But the good news is that it's nothing injury related. It was Xander. It was a cramp. So that is good news on that front. Look, Mike Schilt said a couple of things there. He took the words right out of my mouth from what I said in the opening segment. He said, when you play, and I'm paraphrasing here, when you play so many close games, you have such little margin for error. I mean, you use that term, margin for error. Again, when you go 0-for-13 with runners in scoring position, you leave 13 on base, you are leaving your pitching staff no room for error. You're leaving yourselves defensively with no room for error. And that's what we saw in the ninth inning. There's no margin for error when you only put up two runs. Now, again, had the Padres scored two runs today and a couple of solo home runs, you know, you probably feel a little bit differently about it because you wouldn't be staring this 0-for-13 with runners in scoring position in the face today. You'd probably say, you know what, hey, you only scored two runs. You know, you're leaving yourself in danger in that bottom half of the ninth inning. This feels, I think, even more significant today, because you look at all the missed opportunities of what you could have had offensively. So, again, the Padres tend to play a ton of close games. They're using these relievers a ton. Jason Adam made his major league leading 42nd appearance of the season today, and he was good today. He's been mostly very, very good since coming over in the trade last summer. But if they continue to play these kinds of games over and over and over again, really it means two things. Number one, it means you're going to have to keep on using these high leverage guys and Morejon and Estrada and Adam and Suarez over and over and over. They've been used so much. But it also means that you're just going to play games like this where, again, you don't have much room for error at all. And here's another little issue about this game. The fact that you had to use Morejon, Adam, and Suarez, all three of those guys now pitched 2 days in a row. So are they going to be available tomorrow in Philadelphia? I would think probably not. On a day where you got Matt Waldron coming up from AAA to now make a spot start. We'll talk more about that a little. Bullpen's not going to be in a great spot tomorrow. So all the way around, not a ton of great stuff late in this game for the Padres. And we'll see how things transpire tomorrow. But I thought Mike Schilt kind of echoed exactly what I said in the opening segment. Very little margin for error when you're constantly playing these kinds of games, and you got to add on. Reddy said that as well. You got to find ways to add on. And when you're living by two runs and, you know, only a one run lead, it's kind of asking for trouble. And unfortunately, the trouble popped up for the Padres in the bottom half of the ninth inning here today. We'll step aside when we come back, get deeper into this game, focus on some of the positives from this game. We'll also talk a little bit more about Matt Waldron, who now confirmed will make the start tomorrow for the Padres in Philadelphia. We'll revisit what Matt did against the Phillies last season. You heard it mentioned there in the post-game press conference. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Much, much more to do. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973 is always the phone number to call. Final score, Reds 3, Padres 2, our Jamul Casino Resort. Padres post-game show continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as the Padres fall by a final score of 3-2 on this Sunday. It's a military Sunday on the Padres Radio Network. work, and it's presented by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, no cost maintenance standard, so you get peace of mind standard. All right, so we continue to break down this ball game here today. Let's focus on a little bit of the positive as we tell you about our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game will give it to, how about Jeremiah Estrada? He was very good today. A 1-2-3 seventh inning, struck out two. Jason Adam, also a candidate, put together a scoreless eighth inning after giving up a double to Will Benson in a one-run game. But Estrada, 1-2-3 seventh inning, struck out two. We talked about it before the game, how good the Padres bullpen has been. Really, aside from two innings now in the last handful of games, you have the ninth inning for Suarez today. You have the fifth inning for Matsui on Friday. But we talked about it pregame. You know, look, you look at Wednesday's game against the Nationals, two scoreless innings. You look at Tuesday's game against the Nationals, six innings, no earned runs given up. You look at, that's as far back as I'm going to go because they struggled on the Monday against the Nationals. But you get the point. Really going back to Tuesday, so that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Really in the last five games, you've had two issue innings. You had the ninth inning for Suarez today. You had the fifth inning for Matsui on Friday. Aside from that, they've been good, which hopefully bodes well in the big picture for the bullpen. Again, I think what's going to be interesting tomorrow is now you've used Morejon, Adam, and Suarez back-to-back days. So there's a chance you're going to be without all those guys tomorrow. I don't know that the Padres are going to pitch any of those guys at this point in the season 3 days in a row, especially considering how heavily they've been used. So tomorrow's going to be an interesting pitching day for that reason, but also because you have Matt Waldron coming up and making his 2025 debut in major leagues. Now, Matt's been at AAA El Paso. He started the year injured because he strained his oblique during spring training as he was competing for a rotation spot. And quite frankly, had he not strained his oblique, he might have made that rotation. I think there was a good chance he would have at a spring training. So we haven't seen Matt Waldron so far this year. We know Matt, look, towards the end of the year, kind of ran out of gas and was sent down to AAA. But you have to remember, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow during the pregame, you have to remember how important Matt Waldron was to their rotation last year for a stretch of 2+ months. I mean, he was arguably their most important starter for a good stretch of last year. So I have faith in Matt Waldron that he can come up and do a good job against a really good Philly lineup tomorrow. The other reason you like him against the Phillies, he was really good against them last year in Philadelphia in a very hitter-friendly ballpark, went seven innings and allowed just one run against the Phillies on June 19th of last year. So hopefully he can put together an outing like that tomorrow. And again, you have him going, you know, there's a little unknown there with Matt Waldron for two reasons. Number one, because he's coming up for a spot start. We haven't seen him in the major leagues in a while. And number two, he's the knuckleballer. So it's always kind of the wild card with Matt, right? You know, if that knuckleball isn't knuckling tomorrow, you could have some troubles. But again, I think it's going to be a limited bullpen tomorrow as well. So on the pitching side, things not set up great tomorrow. Doesn't mean you can't win the game, but it is something to keep in mind as the Padres now head to Philadelphia. Let's hear today's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Gonna hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
1-1 in the air to deep center field. Merrill going back, twists around on the move, reaches up to make the catch on the warning track.
Nice play by Jackson Merrill in this game. That catch coming in the eighth inning with Jason Adam on the mound. Took an extra base hit away from Christian Encarnacion Strand and helped Jason Adam through that scoreless eighth inning with the Padres leading 2-1 at that point of the game. We'll step aside when we come back. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard if you want to squeeze a phone call in. 833-288-0973. Also, hear our play of the game. Wrap things up. Get you ready for the series in Philadelphia. Much more to do on our post-game coverage as the Padres fall 3-2. Reds walk it off on this Sunday to take 2 out of 3. Our post-game coverage continues after this. Final score as the Reds score 2 in the bottom half of the ninth inning to beat the Padres in this series finale. The Reds 3 and the Padres 2. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios. Military Sunday on the Padres Radio Network is presented by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, no cost, maintenance standard, so you get peace of mind standard. A lot else going on around the major leagues on this Sunday. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
First, let's tell you about the games going on right now. Rockies 3 and the Brewers 3. They're in the 10th inning in Milwaukee. Brewers threatening. They have runners on second and third, winning run 90 feet away from scoring with 2 outs. Dodgers beating the Royals 5-1 in Kansas City in the 9th inning right now. Mariners and the Rangers tied at 1 in the 10th inning in Arlington. Nationals and the Angels in the 5th inning in Anaheim. They're tied at 1. Diamondbacks lead the Marlins 2-1 in Arizona in the 5th. Finals today, Cardinals beat the Guardians 7-0. The Pirates beat up the Mets 12-1. I mean, they beat up the Mets this weekend in a 3-game series in Pittsburgh. The Pirates sweep them. The Mets they're reeling right now. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about them tomorrow, but the Pirates sweep the Mets in a 3-game series. The Yankees beat the A's 12-5 in New York in the Bronx. Phillies beat the Braves 2-1 in Atlanta. Orioles beat the Rays 5-1 in Baltimore. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 5-3 in Boston at Fenway Park. Astros beat the Cubs 2-0 in Houston. The White Sox beat the Giants 5-2 in Chicago. One game yet to begin. Twins and the Tigers in Detroit at 4 p.m. Tarek Skubal on the mound for the Tigers. Our old friend Chris Paddock on the mound for the Twins. And that is the full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. That's a good Sunday night baseball game. Tarek Skubal on the mound on a Sunday night in Detroit. Sign me up. Final score. Reds win it 3-2 again. If you were at the beach today, enjoying the beautiful weather in San Diego on this Sunday. Quick recap of this one before we hear our play of the game. Padres had a ton of offensive opportunities. They went 0-13 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 on base. Stephen Kolek was very good, 5 2/3 innings, just 1 run given up. The bullpen was very good. Morejon got 1 out in the 6th inning. Estrada a scoreless 7th inning. Adam a scoreless 8th inning. So even though the Padres had all those opportunities because of a Xander Bogaerts home run and a Jose Iglesias go-ahead fielder's choice in the 7th inning, Padres had a 2-1 lead. Heading to the bottom half of the 9th inning, Robert Suarez came in, a misplay at 3rd, originally ruled an error, then ruled a base hit. Tyler Wade at 3rd base because Bogaerts had to come out of the game with a cramp in the top of the 9th inning. Wade pinch hit for him, so Wade's at 3rd. Misplay allows the leadoff man to reach, and then a 1-out walk, an RBI single, another single to load the bases, an RBI single for Will Benson, and that won the Reds the game 3-2. I just gave you our game recap in about 60 to 90 seconds. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Suarez ready. Here's the pitch. Benson swings, rips it down the right field line. That is a fair ball. It'll win the game. Lux can walk home, and the Reds will empty the dugout to chase down Will Benson and celebrate between first and second. His third hit of the day is a game winner as the Reds rally for two in the bottom of the ninth and come from behind to beat the Padres 3-2.
Nice day for Will Benson, the walk-off hit, and as always, gives me no great pleasure for that to be our play of the game, but sometimes that's the way it goes, and a walk-off hit in the bottom half of the ninth inning had to be that way today. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you hear your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow as the Padres are set to begin a three-game series in Philadelphia. And rumor has it, our morning friends at Ben and Woods, they're going to be in Philly rooting on the team. You'll have Braden Suprenant with you tomorrow from 6 to 10. Frank Marchese producing. So Ben and Woods, they are off for the week, and they are in Philadelphia as fans. Going to be rooting on the Padres. I'm sure lots of good social media content and storytelling when they come back will come out of that trip. But as far as the Padres, well, first pitch tomorrow in game one of a three-game series against the Phillies in Philly is at 3:35 p.m. tomorrow Pacific time. We'll talk to you at 2:35 with our pregame coverage. Pitching matchup tomorrow, right-hander Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies and making his 2025 debut in the major leagues is the knuckleballer right-hander Matt Waldron. Taking a look at the final totals here today for the Cincinnati Reds, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left on 7. For the Padres, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left on 13. Winning pitcher in this game, Emilio Pagan, who improves to 1-2. Losing pitcher, Robert Suarez, who drops to 2-4. Time of game, 2 hours and 46 minutes. And the crowd at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Ohio, 23,510. Once again, first pitch tomorrow in Philadelphia at 3:35 here in San Diego. Pregame coverage begins at 2:35. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Kyle Ovenshire, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and goodbye from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final score here today, the Cincinnati Reds 3 and the San Diego Padres 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great rest of your Sunday.